Our next story, it's not just honey. Apples, onions, pears, avocados, coffee, peppers, and cotton. All of it is grown with the help of bees. They work with other pollinators to help farmers produce these crops. Researchers don't know exactly why bee colonies are collapsing. They think there could be a number of reasons. But Vietnam's beekeepers are particularly hard hit. Those in the Asian country aren't only losing their colonies, they also don't get paid by farmers to help pollinate crops there.
The bees is very important for environment protection. In Vietnam, the pollination by bee research is still very poor. Everybody know that the bee is very good pollinator for the fruit trees and also for the crops. If there's no bee, the world will disappear within 50 years.
Bees play a major role in the food chain. They pollinate a large percentage of fruits and vegetables that play a significant role in the global food supply. Fewer bees means less food. Well, according to Ms. Hang, there are now 35,000 beekeepers in Vietnam. Vietnam is one of the top 10 honey exporters in the world. In 2012, the country exported nearly 30,000 tons of honey, but by 2014, the International Trade Center said it reached 36,000 tons, but then dropped down to 25,000 tons in 2015. In the heart of Hanoi, at the Bee Research and Development Center, Han Duc Farm is closely monitoring the bee's life cycle. Vietnam's dry seasons have become longer. Few plants grow with fewer flowers, and beekeepers need to move their hives to get the most from their bees. Han is hopeful that development projects throughout the country will help boost the bee population. Researchers here at the center studying to see what alternatives can be used to feed bees in times of drought. They also want to know which bees produce the most honey in unfavorable conditions. Early indications show the indigenous Asian honeybee works better with limited resources compared to its European counterpart because its working hours are longer. Despite a decrease in the bee population, Ms. Hang still feels that her country's lush tropical landscape is exactly what the bees need.